Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Q&A session for our upcoming course, Sacred Vibrational Frequencies, the 7-week journey to experience powerful sound medicine to help heal your body at the cellular level. This is Nadira Ade, and it is my pleasure to be hosting this hour-long Q&A call for the Shift Network, where we will explore the teachings of Jonathan Goldman and address questions about his upcoming 7-week course, Sacred Vibrational Frequencies, which begins next Thursday, October 10th. Later, I will explain how you can participate in this course, even if you can't attend the live sessions. But first, I want to introduce our very special guest. Jonathan Goldman is considered a founding pioneer of the modern sound healing movement. A master teacher, he's the author of numerous award-winning best-selling books and the recipient of many awards acknowledging his significant contributions to the field. Jonathan is a lecturing member of the International Society for Music Medicine, and he has dedicated his life to the path of service, helping awaken and empower others with the ability of sound to heal and transform. In just a few moments, we are going to open up for questions, but first, I want to welcome Jonathan, who will begin our call by leading us in an opening breathing practice. Jonathan, welcome to the call.
Hi, Nadira. What a pleasure it is to be talking to you and all the extraordinary beings who are watching this right now. So it is a blessing for me. So thank you. And what I like to do whenever I have a gathering of, you know, two or more is to simply work with sacred sound to set a field of intention. And so we're going to start with a little bit of breathing, what I call breathing the light. And then we're going to make some ohms together with an intention. And I think the intention should simply be that we become the greatest conduits of light and love through sound. How does that sound? Okay, so we're going to begin by... taking a nice breath of light in and releasing with a sigh. And taking another nice deep breath of light in. And as we do, feeling the light penetrate downward on a molecular level, down to our DNA and even our atoms, illuminating ourselves and releasing with a sigh. And now taking a nice deep breath in, and as we breathe in, feeling the light going outward and literally saturating and permeating our etheric fields with light, our chakras, our auric field, our bioenergetic field, all the various fields are being illuminated with our sound, and breathing out with a sigh. And now, please join me, and we're going to do 5 ohms together with the intention of being the greatest conduit of light and love through sound. So please join me taking a nice deep breath in. And just for a moment, being in a space of silence, because it is in the silence that the true ability to shift and create change from the sound occurs. So it's so important to honor the energy of silence. And this is something we're going to be doing in the fabulous online course that I'm going to be talking about. But I'd like to suggest that it's something that you all become aware of, the power of silence. It took me many years to realize this. Sound is an extraordinary instrument, and silence, if you like, is the yin to the yang of sound, and it's something that really needs to be honored. Hello.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. We're going to take the rest of our time together to dive into questions for Jonathan as we prepare for the upcoming Sacred Vibrational Frequencies course, which begins next Thursday, October 10th. If at any time during this call you want to learn more about this 7-week course, please visit sacredvibrationalfrequencies.com to see the full description. And now let's get started with the questions. First of all, if you have questions for our excellent customer service department, you can contact the customer support team directly at support.theshiftnetwork.com. If you have a question for Jonathan, just type your questions in. I'm happy to read them out. Please be aware that we've got quite a few people who have submitted questions, so we may not be able to get to all of them, but we will get through as many as we can. Let's start with the first question. We'll begin with someone's asking, are the tuning forks available to purchase? And Jonathan, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take this one so that you don't have to navigate it. So because we've got a couple people. So just so you know, the purchase of a tuning fork is not required for this program, and the full benefit of this course is designed to be achieved without a tuning fork in hand. If you would like to purchase a tuning fork, we have been notified that Jonathan recommends the Sacred Ratio Tuning Forks or Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks from HealingSounds.com. They are currently out of stock, but Jonathan's team has informed us that the Sacred Ratio Tuning Forks will be in stock by November 7th, and Gaia Frequency Body Tuning Forks will be in stock by November 14th. And if you would like to get on the wait list, you can email info@healingsounds.com. And we may go over that again as we get further into the call, just in case there are people who missed that. From Julie, this question is, how did you first become interested in sound healing?
That's a great question, Adira. And listen, I just want to say one more thing about the tuning forks. Not all tuning forks are created equally. They just, there's some that are different and some that, these particularly are really wondrous tools for transformation and healing. In fact, they're so wondrous that they have indeed sold out, and I just want to highly recommend them. So thank you again for answering that so well. How did I get started? We have to go into the Wayback Machine. In the Wayback Machine, we're going to go to the late 1970s. And there I am in a club in Marshfield, Massachusetts, which is on Cape Cod. I'm strapping on my guitar, coming in from a break, and I start playing. And all of a sudden, I realized that the music that I was creating was helping induce an ambiance of negativity and violence. Now, Nadira, no doubt the alcohol and the other intoxicants that the people were imbibing in were also, shall we say, adding to this negativity. But I realized that the music that I was creating at that time, and please note that I'm not saying that all music or all rock and roll, but it was the music I was creating at that time was not necessarily beneficial. And I had a thought, because I'd been performing for about 15 years professionally, and the thought was simply, gee, I wonder if music can make people feel better. Just that simple thought. And it shifted and changed over that week to the question of, gee, I wonder if sound can be used to heal. Now, this is in the late 70s. There were practically very few books around, although the concept of using sound for healing has been around since the beginning, and there are very few recordings. And I began an intense, intense study to the degree that I literally created and received a master's degree from Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on the uses of sound and music for healing. I founded the Sound Healers Association. I took my record label, which was coincidentally named Spirit Music, but it was actually a pop music label, for want of a better term, and I turned it into one of the world's first therapeutic record companies. And in addition, I basically, I received a phone call from a friend who was a Hindu Swami, who said, would you like to write a book for this company over in England? And I wrote a book called Healing Sounds. It became a bestseller. And actually, I was engaged in a PhD program, and I stopped the PhD program to go on tour, and it can go on and on in terms of an answer, because that's such a great thing. But can I just say that I've been in this field about 40 years, and I feel like I'm just a beginner, because the world of sound is so all-encompassing and so amazing that you can continue on and on and receive new information, new experiences, new knowledge, new ways of healing and transformation continuously. I think it's a many lifetime journey, but I'm really glad to be on it, this one.
Thank you so much. Sharon would like to know, is it possible to cure tinnitus with humming?
I am not going to, yes, of course it's possible to cure tinnitus with humming. It's possible to cure tinnitus with a lot of things, or not. I would like to simply suggest that it is not my purpose to provide medical advice to anyone. I think anything is possible. I think humming is an extraordinary tool, and I think as we experience it in the training that I'm going to be giving, you'll find all sorts of different ways of working with humming. So yes, anything is possible, but once again, I really find it very important to state that there are no medical claims that are being made through the work of either the humming or tuning forks. Now, with that said, there are certainly medical what's called peer review or scientific data from the results of humming, everything from the release of melatonin to the release of nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator, to being able to reduce blood pressure, heart rate through humming. And this is great stuff, because literally one of the best ways that I know of reducing stress is simply to take a nice deep breath and hum. It's that simple and yet that powerful. And in our online course, we're going to be just finding some really extraordinary ways of working with sound. We're all unique vibratory beings, and what works for one person will not necessarily work for another. And this is not only sound. This has to do with, if you like, light, aromatherapy, even pharmaceuticals. Oftentimes, when I begin a workshop, I ask people, how many of you are allergic to penicillin? And if you perceive that everything in the universe is in a state of vibration, then penicillin is a vibration. And in a workshop, usually about 5 to 20% of an audience is going to be allergic to penicillin. Now, that means that this wonder drug, this wonderful drug, is going to be able to cure 80 to 95% of the people. But at the same time, 5 to 20% of the people, they're going to find it toxic. So I have not yet experienced what is called a magic bullet or magic frequency, something that works for everybody. We are all unique vibratory beings, and what a blessing, because how boring it would be if we were all the same.
Thank you very much. Paula says, how do you send healing frequencies to others who are located in a different location?
It's an excellent question, and that is one that we discuss. I talk about, you know, I have a formula, which is frequency plus intent equals healing. And we discuss this very heavily in the online course, and particularly suggest different ways that intentionality can be amplified and enhanced. I don't feel comfortable in a brief amount of time dealing with a subject like that, but I think it's a great idea, and I invite you to tune in.
Thank you. Chantal says, what book, if any, do you recommend that outlines the meridian points in the face and body that can help guide our use of the Gaia body tuners?
I do not have a book that I recommend. The one that I used to recommend is out of print, but there are so many nowadays that are available. All you have to do is Google any of the books on acupuncture or acupressure. Incidentally, as you may or may not know, the use of tuning forks on the meridians and on the different trigger points of the body was called sonopuncture. It's now, a lot, people call it different things initially, but 15, 20 years ago when I first began doing this work, it was referred to as sonopuncture, which is the use of sound going into the meridians as opposed to a needle. Now, me, I love it because I don't like needles.
Thank you very much. Anita says, you may have already covered this in the previous question about tuning forks, but Anita asks, I was wondering if you will be sharing specific recommendations or suggestions regarding using the various tuning forks as to how often, how long per session, etc., to get optimum benefit.
That's so interesting because I've been working on this wonderful, if you like, it's a combination insights and homework that is to accompany each module that we do. And I indeed cover that because from my perspective, we live in a very interesting society here in the West where we think more is better, louder is better, longer is better. And that's not necessarily true. And I think particularly when you are working with sound, that you should limit yourself to at best 15 minutes a day and see how that works with you. I have known people who have, for example, gotten some sort of sacred implement and they've spent their entire day doing that. And I don't necessarily know if that is particularly therapeutic or not. I'm going to get spiritual with you for a moment. The Buddha is said to have observed someone playing an instrument as he sat by the banks of the Ganges. And he realized that if the string was too tight, it would break. And if it was too loose, it wouldn't make a sound, so it had to be tuned. So it was just really in correct resonance with the instrument, and then it would make a beautiful tone. And from this, he created a concept of, shall we say, a path called the middle way, which is basically a path of balance. And I would like to suggest that way with tuning forks or any type of sound that you're working with, that you literally be in a place of balance, not too much. And then again, not too little, because what's so very, very important is that we realize that if we practice things, the more we practice it, the more that we literally become, shall we say, adept at it. For example, the more we practice sound, the more that our body is able to feel the vibrations. Now, I'm not talking about doing this at one time. I'm talking about 15 minutes a day, doing it for a week or so, that type of thing. That really begins to put you into resonance. I mean, I know people who have said, oh, well, you know, I meditated once, you know, what's next? And the idea is, no, meditating once is a great thing. Meditate every day, because the deeper you meditate, the more you meditate, the deeper you are, the deeper you meditate, the more you are. So does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense. And actually, I like that idea too, of like using the sound to kind of bring us down, because the world is so noisy. And so having the sound can help bring us to center.
Just really quick, I do in our homework sections say that find yourself a place, a nice, comfortable chair where you can sit up straight and not be disturbed, not disturbing others, and being not disturbed yourself by other, you know, other things that are going on, the phone ringing or whatnot. So I think it's very, very important. And yes, through this, you know, modality of working with sound, we can put ourselves in balance, because by gosh, Nadir, I mean, I don't know that there's anybody who's watching and listening now who wouldn't think that this planet is in an interesting and challenging place, and we need to be in our best, balanced, and most compassionate place to be able to assist ourselves and others.
So true. Very, very true. This next question is from Jody, who says, I have been trying to understand why it is that vibration has a healing effect on our energies, cells, and bodies. I assume it is because our energies and cells and the water in our bodies gets into resonance with the vibration. If so, how does that help to heal us? Any insight you can provide on the mechanism for why these practices are so helpful would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. You're going to have to give me a minute, because this is such a great question. And also, I spend probably the first module and a lot of the second module actually dealing with a lot of this aspect, because it's so real and it's so important. If I were to say that the basic concept of using sound as a healing modality is that we are like this incredible orchestra that, when we are in playing all in tune, we say we're in sound health, huh? But if a part of our body begins to vibrate out of ease or out of harmony, it's like the second violin player losing their sheet music, and that part of the body begins to vibrate out of ease or out of harmony. And the idea simply is to give the string player back their sheet music, which we would call the correct resonant frequency. But there's so much more, and to basically do a talk on this alone would take an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It, you know, we have done for 21 years a 9-day healing sounds intensive that goes from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And there's still questions that I guess I could do this, five times a year, and we would still be wondering. But it's a great question. It's real. Here's a quote from the New York Times, okay? Sound shaped into dazzling tool can make, break, or rearrange molecular structure. Okay, so if you can rearrange molecular structure, then what can you not do potentially with sound? More on this later, but I just wanted to say that's a great question, and I thank you for answering it. And I wish I had more time to do this, but, you know, this unto itself is literally comes close to being one of the first modules. So, you know, we cover it because it's so important. How does sound heal Why does it sound heal? What are different methods doing this? What is the difference between psychoacoustics and vibroacoustics? Why do these sort of things happen? What is the power in listening? What is the power in humming? How can tuning forks such as this basically cause your brain and your body to go into allowance and become aligned? So, this is all very exciting to me. At the same time, I wish I could fully answer it. Great question.
Thank you very much. Pat says, would this class be enhanced by listening with headphones?
Nadira, I'm going to tell you something. This is, from my perspective, a gold standard in terms of the class. Parts of it have been pre-recorded in order to implement the very best video visuals and the very best sound possible. So yes, it would be actually, because the sound is so good, it would be implemented by listening on headphones. Not necessary, but it would be, it certainly be implemented, yes. So thank you. Great question.
Thank you very much. If you are just joining us, we are here with Jonathan Goldman learning about his upcoming course, Sacred Vibrational Frequencies, which begins in just 7 days on Thursday, October 10th. Please log on to sacredvibrationalfrequencies.com for all of the details and to register. The next question that we are offering you is from Beverly, who says, is there any research you know of involving autism and humming?
That's a great question, too. I would suggest that there has been, and I've known about this for many years, and a lot of this, sadly, is what they call anecdotal. In other words, people have told me stories about this. In fact, very recently, someone told me a story about using humming to work with one of their autistic children. But in terms of the research, I have thus far not seen anything, but that is only because perhaps the research has not yet been done. Sound is extraordinarily powerful. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the work of Dr. Alfred Tomares, who has worked with all sorts of people with various types of ADD and even autism using sound. So there are different sound therapies that have been utilized. And oftentimes, I think it is also the love that you're putting into the sound can oftentimes just create incredible, resonance within different people who have different imbalances. So that's, it's really interesting. I've been in this field for about 40 years, and I've seen the research slowly begin more and more and more about sound and its therapeutic effects, and it's real. The trouble is that, of course, research is very expensive to do, and oftentimes they're funded by companies that have a lot of money because they have a product that they're going to sell. So they're going to research that particular product. And, if we were to say, hey, you can get this incredible effect simply by working with your own sound, for example, there would be, shall we say, oftentimes less interest unless it was. My wife Andy and I wrote this wonderful book called The Humming Effect. And we basically found peer review information, that is scientific review, information from the medical journals. And we were so surprised to see it. I knew some of the people who had done it, and they're wonderful. But a lot of the information came from either India or Nepal, you know, the medical school in Nepal or whatnot, because there they, I guess, were open enough to be doing research on the hum or on the ohm or on whatever it is, and, you know, didn't have to be backed by any of the large corporations that, you know, oftentimes fund this. So I trust that in the very near future, we are going to see some remarkable, outrageous things. One of the things that I was involved in 30 years ago was, once again, I was in a PhD program, and one of the things I was going to be working on was being able to show that you could create new neural synaptic connections, new connections in your brain using self-created sound. But unfortunately, because my book became popular and I went on tour, by the time I got back, it just wasn't, you know, in the ballpark to, so to speak, do it. But I suggest in The Humming Effect that it well may be possible to work with our own humming. And in fact, we do certain exercises in the course that may help do this, you know, I don't want to call it brain humming or whatnot, but really you can seemingly resonate different portions of your brain, which may have all sorts of really positive, if like results, you know, for people. I know of people who have anecdotally told me these stories, and I think that sometime very soon, somebody's going to win a Nobel Prize by doing this research. I went off a little bit. Okay.
Thank you very much. This question has come in a couple times, so I wanted to make sure to offer it to you. This one is from Lynn, who says, can the tuning forks and sounds for healing positively affect profoundly deaf people?
Can I answer that by telling you a story? About let's say 30 years ago, I was teaching at this wonderful place, the Maine Healing Arts Festival, wonderful place, and I was teaching people how to resonate their body with certain sounds. And there was a woman who was deaf, and she read lips, so I asked her if she would come in and she would experience my teachings. And at the end of 3 hours, she was in tears. I'm a pretty sensitive person, so I thought, oh my goodness gracious. So I walked up to her and I basically said, hi, I'm so sorry that you had a reaction like this. And she said to me, no. She was able to speak. She said, no, I did not have a negative reaction. It's just that no one ever showed me before the power of my own voice, because she could feel the resonance of her voice in her own body. And no one ever brought that to her attention. She was probably 25 to 35 years old, and it was a truly amazingly heartfelt experience for me. So if you think about it, there are three ways that we hear. One is called skin conduction. One is called bone conduction. The other is called air conduction. That's going, the sound going into our ears. But the bone conduction and the skin conduction allows people who have hearing loss, and particularly, are deaf, to be able to feel and pick up the vibrations, which is why you sometimes will see an incredible dancer or even a drummer being on stage, and they're deaf, and they're doing incredible stuff because they're picking up the vibrations through their bone and their skin. So, yes, anything is possible.
That's beautiful. I love that story. I'm glad you shared it. Thank you so much. This next question is from Namrata, who says, how does sound, or can you speak a bit about how sound helps in healing traumatic experiences?
Uh, I could speak about this, but I think it would get a little bit too complex, because it's actually a multifoliate answer. One of them is, from my perspective, that you need to get the brain to be operating at a particular frequency range through which the traumatic stress first engaged itself, and that's usually the theta range. Also, you need to be a skilled therapist. I have a dear friend who is a doctor, and he works with various frequencies. He's written a number of books on using sound for post-traumatic stress disorder. And yes, he does work with the hum. He uses other frequencies to help assist them. And then when they don't have the instrumentation that he has them think of being in the field of using the instrumentation and humming. It's a, you know, it's beautiful work, and I really highly applaud it. So yes, this can be done, but once again, nothing. When you're dealing with very, very, shall we say, dramatic imbalances, I will admit I have seen and myself worked with sound on other people, and stuff has just disappeared immediately, and I'm left there as though a miracle has occurred. But at the same time, most often, I really highly recommend that you find yourself a trained therapist who also is engaged in sound. And with that one, I would say that we have an organization called the Sound Healers Association. And I think that the email address is soundhealersassociation.org. And there's a list of a whole lot of people who do different therapeutic activities working with sound. So I wanted to share that with you. A great question, not to be taken lightly at all. This is all such important material. And these are great questions, incidentally.
Thank you so much. There are a couple of logistical questions that have come in, and so I'm going to take a moment to respond to those. One is a person asking how long the sessions are each week. And so the response for that is that they are generally about 90 minutes long. And this is also a question about whether or not they need any tools to begin. And so I'm going to give the response that we gave at the beginning of the session one more time about the tuning forks, and just acknowledging that they are not required for the program. And the full benefit of the course is designed to be achieved without the tuning fork. However, you are perfectly... we are supporting you in purchasing the tuning forks, and Jonathan recommends the Sacred Ratio tuning forks or the Gaia Frequency tuning forks. And they are currently out of stock, but they will be restocked in time for the sessions that are taking place during the course. And if you would like to be added to the wait list, one more time for that email is info@healingsounds.com. So I just wanted to address that since we did have that question come in. And then the next question for you, Jonathan, is can you just share a little bit? This is another logistical question, but this person is asking whether or not there will be a live Q&A. And can you share a little bit about what will be the benefit of people coming to the Q&A and being able to ask you questions?
Well, these are all great questions. And listen, the last answer that you wonderfully gave, I want to also suggest that because this course has been, recorded so well, it will be possible for you to experience at least psychoacoustically, i.e. going through your ears, the sounds of the tuning fork, because they were really, this was a multi-microphone setup to provide the best sound possible, because if we're doing a sound course, you want to have the best sound possible. So indeed, as you were saying, it's not necessary to have these tuning forks. You can hear the sounds and experience the sounds of the tuning fork simply by tuning in. And if you can, I would really, either listen on something that's got two speakers or, you know, yes, you can listen to it on a iPad or a tablet or something like that, but that's though, and the sound fidelity is fine, but it's not, you know, if you can stick a little earbud in and listen, then you'll be able to get a much higher resonance and quality of sound. I think that's very important. I just forgot, what was the last question?
Whether or not people will be able to ask you questions, and if there are certain specific benefits of them being able to ask you questions in the Q&A.
Well, I really hope they ask me questions, because I really would love to be able to get feedback and to assist people with their work and how they are experiencing the various techniques, information, exercises that were presented, because it's very important for me to know what is going on to be able to help guide people on this extraordinary journey into the world of sound and sound as a healing and transformational tool. It is life-changing, and I'm here on this planet to assist this. And so, yes, please ask me your questions. I will, you know, particularly when we are engaged and you've gone through the, if you like, the exercises and the information, say, well, I didn't understand this or this and that. Can you clarify that for me? For sure. That's a whole lot easier than tell me how sound can heal. Then that one, I'd say, watch the program again.
Thank you so much. This next question is from Kathy, who says, would you recommend this course for someone who had a heart attack and bypass surgery 2 months ago?
I would have to ask that this person have their consult their doctor. From my perspective, it would seem to be quite good, but I would really suggest that the person talk to their doctor, you know, particularly because, once again, we are dealing with very, very powerful imbalances, and it's really, really important to be working with your physician, your doctor, your healer, whatever, because this is big stuff, and sound can shift and change things. And from my perspective, I've only seen positive things occur through sound, but that doesn't mean that that is all that will occur. Perhaps one of the reasons I've only seen positive things is that I am very, very guided in how people should do things. If you have any sort of emotional imbalance, and you know, you have a sensitivity to a certain thing, you know, let's say that when you ate carrots, you know, you had a really bad experience, and then someone was teaching a workshop on eating carrots. You might want to be cautious about that. I'm just, you know, using this as a metaphor. This work with sound is so important and so powerful and so profound that I believe that everyone can use sound for healing. But there's always a caveat, and the caveat is to be sensible.
Thank you. Nicholas says, are there specific frequencies for each chakra or other parts of the body in order to assist them working optimally and harmonically? If so, and you have knowledge of them, are you covering these different pitches in the upcoming course? Thank you and blessings.
Thank you. Wow. Okay, Nicholas, I am not covering this in this course because I have covered it in a previous course, and there are now so many people who are covering the concept of sound and the chakras. In fact, I will tell you that my first book, written in 1991, which became a bestseller, called Healing Sounds, dealt with sound and the chakras. And my wife and I also have a book called Chakra Frequencies that basically deals with sound and the chakras. And you can conceptually, when we're working with tuning forks, when you're working with humming, you can balance all of your chakras if your ability to project intentionality is that good. And with that in mind, I'm going to stop for a second and go back into that way back time machine to when I was going to Lesley University and I was putting together my master's degree. And I had, I think I can do it over here. Okay. I had this much papers in front of me, and they were all different systems of using sound for healing. Most of them dealing with the chakras, some of them dealing with different frequencies for different organs. And I come from a family of doctors, and I thought, my goodness gracious, you know, my father, grandfather, and brother, all medical doctors. I said, this is going to be easy. So I was basically correlating all this information that I had researched over the years. And I thought that, oh, my goodness, it's going to be easy and everything's going to align. And all of a sudden, I was sitting in front of my computer. And this is so long ago, the computer was using a DOS operating system. I don't know if you remember those. And it was a dark screen with amber letters. And as I looked over this stuff, I realized that it didn't align. You had Dr. X using one particular set of frequencies for one organ and Dr. Y using a completely different set of frequencies for the same organ. And it seemed that this was like, you know, working for them. You had Spiritual Master A who would be using a particular set of frequencies or a particular set of mantras for the different chakras, and Spiritual Master B using a completely different set of frequencies, different set of mantras. And I remember sitting there and I just had my head in my hands. I said, how can this be? How can this be? And I was literally in a state of intellectual angst. And then this voice within said, it is not only the frequency of the sound that creates the effect. It is also the intention of the person making and receiving the sound. And I wrote down the words frequency plus intent equals healing. And if there's nothing else that you take away today, I would say that is so important, because there's so many people who are looking for the magic frequency that's going to cure everything. And I have to tell you that our belief, our feelings, our visualization, our intentionality is equally as important as the sound. They work together, and they are quantum in nature.
That was beautiful and very powerful. For everyone who's listening, we're going to have time for one or two more questions. And before we take those, I just want to mention sacred vibrational frequencies once more. This is going to be a profoundly impactful 7-week journey under Jonathan's guidance, where we will activate heart-brain coherence to raise your vibrational frequency, calm and balance your nervous system, and heighten your consciousness. The 7-week course takes place on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Pacific, starting Thursday, October 10th. And if for any reason you cannot join us live, you won't miss the teachings. You will receive replays, transcripts, and all course handouts via your course homepage. Also, I'd like to remind you that we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee on our courses, giving a full 2 weeks, in this case until October 24th, to make sure you absolutely love it. As an added option, all participants are welcome to connect via a private Facebook community group so you can stay connected with one another. And everyone who registers will receive the Sacred Vibrational Frequencies bonus collection, which include personal and planetary healing, a video teaching from Jonathan, dolphin dreams, an audio recording from Jonathan, and 1-year membership to the Sound Healers Association. And Jonathan, can you share a little bit about what you are most looking forward to offering in this upcoming course?
Nadira, my purpose for being on this planet is to help awaken as many beings as possible to the amazing ability, the amazing power of sound to heal and transform. And I am so grateful to the Shift Network for allowing me this opportunity. And I have, from my perspective, created a really wondrous vehicle of 7 different modules that are a step-by-step process of vibratory activation using sacred sound. This is a life-changing course, and I can only, from my deepest level of being, say, try it. You'll like it.
Thank you so much. So I think we truly do. We do have time for 2 more questions, depending on the fullness of your responses. So this first one is from Joel, and I think you might have touched on this a bit earlier, but Joel's question is it true that for body entrainment, one would be better off using a bit each day until the body comes into sympathetic resonance?
I am a big believer in that. Once again, the middle pillar or the middle path of Buddha, and the fact that, as you know, it's so important. You are your own best instrument. You are your own best laboratory. And yet at the same time, when you begin to do something, do it in small levels, 15 minutes a day or so. Don't do it for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, you know, by gosh and by golly, sound is such a profoundly powerful thing. You'll experience it, and you will know when it is correct. But really, at first, start off slow and profoundly deep.
Thank you so much. And this next question is kind of a big one, but I thought it was so beautiful, I wanted to offer it to you. So it's from Auralia, who says, can one attain bliss?
I think I know Auralia. And I will say that you have. So I hope that I can as well. But yes, I think that we can be in a state of bliss. And I think that one of the key, just yesterday, I happened to have been with a Hindu Swami who is a very great yogi. And he said, the only people who really understand the depth of yogi, besides other really initiated yogis, are those who work with sound. And I believe that sound is a true key element to obtaining bliss. Whether we can be blissful all the time, you know, sometimes I wonder if we were blissful all the time, then maybe we'd forget what it would be like to be blissful. But certainly sound can help initiate bliss. Beautiful question, and so many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful hour with you, Jonathan. Thank you, everyone, for being with us, and Jonathan, for sharing your wisdom and teachings with all of us on the call today. Sacred Vibrational Frequencies starts next week, Thursday, October 10th. And again, please visit sacredvibrationalfrequencies.com to learn more and to register. And Jonathan, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Thank you. 2 things. The first is from my dear, dear angelic friend, Sarah Benson, who was my great mentor 40 plus years ago. She said, the true sound of healing is love. Remember that. The true sound of healing is love. And the second thing, which comes from my deepest being, is we heal the planet. We heal ourselves. We heal ourselves and we heal the planet. We can make a difference. We have a choice. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been so wonderful. And I'm really appreciative that I've had the chance to be in space with you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you to everyone who joined us today. On behalf of all of us at the Shift Network, I wish you well and look forward to having you on this course or another one in the future. Take care.